Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Kinda Funny XCast, your home for all things Xbox here at Kinda Funny. Of course, I'm one of your show hosts, Snowbike Mike, and today, if you're watching over on youtube.com/kindafunnygames, you'll notice I'm all by myself and I'm in the lab. If you're listening, nothing has changed besides, of course, it's just me right now to welcome you into the podcast. Mr. Paris Lilly, one of my gaming dads, will join me in just a little bit because this episode is a special episode. It's a big interview episode because we are celebrating the 6th anniversary of Cuphead with Studio MDHR. That's right, myself and Paris get to sit down with Chad and Maya Moldenhauer from the team of Cuphead to talk about all 6 years and the future of Cuphead with a very special announcement of what you Xbox players can look forward to in the near future with the game. But of course, during this fun interview, you'll get to look back on 6 years of your rage moments and also your triumphs of Cuphead. So sit back, relax, and make sure to enjoy. Of course, don't forget, this is the Kinda Funny XCast. We post each and every Thursday at 6 a.m. West Coast, Best Coast time on youtube.com/kindafunnygames, on podcast services, and of course, on Rooster Teeth. This week, the XCast is sponsored by Rocket Money, Shady Rays, and DoorDash. But myself and the team will tell you all about that in just a little bit. Let's jump right into the episode and enjoy an awesome interview with Studio MD. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. It's Mike and Paris with two very special guests. We're going to be celebrating the 6th anniversary of Cuphead with, of course, Chad and Maya Moldenhauer from Studio MDHR. I'll first get into them. Hey, Chad and Maya, how are you both doing today?
Good. Great.
Hello. We're doing amazing.
Congratulations. 6 years of Cuphead. I know myself and Paris are eager to talk to you about all of that and more. So let's start off with that. Congratulations on 6 years. Can you two believe it, looking back on all that?
No.
No, not at all. We were just all talking, me, Maya, and Jared the other day about how did 6 years pass? This seems impossible, just in a blink.
I know.
And it's just...
But at the same time, it also feels like it could be 30. And... we feel like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So much stuff has happened in such a condensed timeline that it's surreal.
Yeah. We celebrate it like a child's birthday. So just so everyone knows, cake balloons.
Yeah. I was going to say, we got to get a big cake out then right away.
Exactly.
I mean, like you said, so much stuffed into 6 years. The game, the DLC, books, graphic novels, a TV show on Netflix. I mean, and I'm sure so much more behind the scenes. A lot has gone on over the 6 years. I guess my first question is, did you think you were going to get the big reception that you got when we first rolled back 6 years ago? Because it became a beloved indie title that people still play to this day and love more than anything.
Well, I still remember when going back all those years before we launched, we noticed that, you know, there was a bunch of people that kind of liked the game, and we thought we had this mini crowd of people that were going to kind of latch on. And right before we launched, we said, what if our lifetime sales hit like between 100 and 200,000 copies? That would be amazing. And I think we have enough people that are, you know, that are following us that we might actually hit that. And that was kind of our dream.
I feel like I was also laughing at you at that point. And I was like, you have the bar set way too high. So needless to say, I think like we continue to pinch ourselves. We know we say this often, but it's because it's so true. Pinch ourselves of like, is this real? Like, is this happening? And, you know, every opportunity that has presented itself to us over the last 6 years continues to be like a pinch yourself moment. Like, this can't be real, just given how it all began.
And a funny tidbit, my dad, right before it launched, was like, I'm going to write my prediction down in an envelope. So the game came out, you know, it did really well for the first week, and we opened the envelope and we're like, oh my, like this is like a like, how does he even think of this? I think it was whatever, 4 million or 5 million copies.
Lifetime.
We're like, this is insane. How could anything be like this? And then as the years went on, we're like, oh, wait a second. This was a pretty good prediction.
Yeah.
He saw it happening from the futures, mm-hmm. right? That's exactly. Awesome stuff. I guess before I let Paris jump in, I do want to touch on the TV show. 3 seasons on Netflix. Congratulations. That was pretty wild and also very exciting. What was that like for the two of you and the whole team to get this into Netflix and make it so big as it is now?
Insane to see, you know, we were so inspired by cartoons and television, movies and things like that to make this game. So for it to come full circle, obviously was a wild kind of endeavor to be behind the scenes a little bit to see how it was actually made, because that is a world that is unknown to us.
Oh, yeah.
So it was really exciting to see how they all work.
And it's such a bigger thing than we ever could have imagined.
Yeah.
We had, you go see a dentist and you're talking about Cuphead and they go, the show.
Yeah.
Cuphead show. Oh, Studio MHR, you guys are the Cuphead show. This is so amazing. And we have to be like, no. This is, you know, Netflix made this based on a game that we did. And they kind of give like a, yeah, game, whatever. This is, there's our show on TV. So it's taken on
took it out of like the gaming community and made it more mainstream and bringing kind of like that IP to a much wider demographic, which like, I mean, it's just insane. It's crazy.
Yeah.
No, it absolutely is. And first and foremost, congratulations on 6 years. I can't believe it's been 6 years either. My original memory was this had to have been E3 2015, I think, but it was E3 and there was like a Xbox media showcase or something like that. And I attended and I remember seeing it on a television, you know, at that event. And my instant thought was, oh, wow, this is like the old Looney Tunes or Disney cartoons, you know, like from the 40s or 50s or things like this. This looks really interesting. And I can't wait for this game to come out. And then obviously once the game came out, the best way I can describe, and I mean this with nothing but love and admiration, it's the game I hate to love because I love Cuphead, but man, I am not good at Cuphead. But
yet, you're not good yet.
Yet, and may never happen, but I love the challenge of it because to me, it's such a throwback to the early days of gaming when you had, you know, mm-hmm. platformers like this that would really challenge you and push you and, to my point, would take you a long time to actually really get good at. So just having this game over the years and then obviously the DLC that came out recently as well, it's and to your point about the TV show and just the brand awareness that goes beyond gaming now, I love it because I love that this is a brand new IP that came out of nowhere. And the way that, and I don't know if you want to go into this more, but the way that you handcraft the animations and everything to make Cuphead a reality just makes it stand out from anything else that we play in gaming right now. And I, like I said, I hate to love it, but I absolutely love it.
Yeah. You know, hinging on that last thing that you said too, we're so lucky because, you know, going into making this game, just being all on paper and the watercolor backgrounds and things like that, and how painstakingly it was to actually create this. It was a sense of relief almost when the community did notice the nuances in hand-drawn mm-hmm. art on paper versus, you know, digitally, which is equally as beautiful in its own way. But what we were seeking was what a lot of people in the gaming community and obviously Netflix had picked up on, saying like, you know, it's beautiful. And so just hearing that makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah.
And, endless hours.
And it kind of gave us like, we built this up as we were making the game, this brute force mentality where everything had to be kind of, you know, true to the art form. And it extends into the music being all, you know, live recorded, big band.
Yes.
The sound effects are all handcrafted. Nothing is, we don't cut any corners, not because we couldn't, it's because we had that mentality. And that's what we still do. And that's kind of part of the joy that came out of Cuphead is knowing that we can work on games where we apply this, you know, insane kind of brute force methodology across the entire game, and it resonates with fans, and that's what excites me the most, actually.
Absolutely. And you brought up one point that I forgot to mention is the music in the game as well. I love that throwback of it. It really draws you into kind of that era and that experience that you would have. And, you know, like I mentioned before with the challenge, but the beauty of Cuphead is, as challenging as it may be, you get such a sense of satisfaction when you clear a level. I know me personally, right? I'm running around the house doing laps or I'm like, yes. And then, oh God, now I got to do another one and do it all over again. But I absolutely love it. I've never had a game where I've wanted to throw my controller, but I'm happy to do so. Like,
no, I got it this time.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's actually one of the things we noticed early on was, you'd have people that come up to play the game that are like, you know what, I don't like platformers. I don't like games that are a little bit difficult. But I really love the style. I really love the music. Let me just kind of play in here. All of a sudden, they get hooked in that loop where they want to just go a little bit further. I'll play for another 5 minutes. And the entire art, the music, everything we put into this game actually is a nice way to draw people that would not necessarily play a game.
Yeah, exactly. That's a beautiful thing as well. Like the number of people that we've heard, exactly as you said, being drawn to the music or the art form, or and just being like, you know what, I bought your game because it's so beautiful and I just wanted to see it. And now they're gamers. And it's like, that's amazing. That's incredible that we were able to bring more people into the community. And it's something that I think every developer wants to eventually do. And
of course,
so it's really, really nice as well.
Yeah, really great stuff. And we celebrate 6 years, but we're also just a little bit more than a year removed from the DLC. And mm-hmm. so we got to celebrate the DLC as well, because that is something I loved. And, man, we can talk about the art style. We got to talk about the full castle set that you guys did in stop motion with the team. That was very, very cool. I think we'll shine the light on that first, because we talk about the art style. And then you've teamed up with Screen Novelties, I believe. I was watching some documentaries about this, to build the actual full castle and film that in stop motion, along with some other cool details in the backgrounds of these levels.
Yes. Yeah. So I'll start off by saying, when we went into the DLC, we had this mentality of, can we take what we did in Cuphead 1 and push it all to the max, kind of in every aspect, in the same way Disney did with Fantasia?
Yeah.
Kind of wanted to bring, you know, it almost didn't matter what they were doing. They just wanted to bring the biggest and most, you know, special effects. And
you just constantly want to push that bar. You don't want to rely on like the laurels of what you've already achieved. You're just like, push it. How far can we push it?
And we kind of went into this like, we just have to do it. So we go through all this work, and then we realize, as we're analyzing close to the game shipping, that a lot of the bosses that we worked on are the equivalent of working on 5 or 6 bosses from the first game. Like, it's just the endeavor when you start just ratcheting up every little detail, it's so exponential. But on top of that, the original game we had, we worked with this fabulous guy, Ali Morbi. He made the dragon spire, like in the background, and the genie background, and even like the tutorial for the shmup levels where the scroll kind of opened up. And we knew that Fleischer had kind of, in the 1930s, Fleischer Studios really took that up to the next level. They built these huge, massive, like 18, 20 foot sets, and had it all set up on a track so they could rotate it and film it. And we knew for DLC, that was another, can we take this up to the next level? So that's when we actually heard about Screen Novelties, because they were working on the Netflix show. And it just kind of worked hand in hand. You're like, hey, after you guys jump off that project, can you jump into this?
Yeah, they were just as excited. They're like, yeah, have our hands in the game. Let's do it. And the set is, you know, they captured it beautifully for the game. But when you see this in real life, it is just a masterpiece. We're preserving it. We're trying to figure out a way to kind of preserve and archive it, so it doesn't just end up in a dumpster, like, unfortunately, so many maquettes do in cartoons when they're made. So we're hoping to do something with it later in the future, but it's beautiful. It's a piece of art.
Yeah. And even the original Ali worked on the Mist Chalice tutorial. So that's an all hand done, crafted special thing. And again, with everything else, the music, there's over 100 musicians on the soundtrack, and everything is kind of just pushed to the limit. And everybody on the team, we're so super proud of how it turned out, that it's just, it stands there as this kind of, like, you know, Studio MDHR's piece of history in the 1930s animation that we just, I don't know, there's something to it that is just like a literal chef's kiss.
Well, said on that one. And the parry only bosses was a great touch there to switch it up. So shout out to you guys for adding a little extra flavor to it all. That was a lot of fun. That was great stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, of course. One thing, because you just mentioned team. So I know you've told the story in the past, but for anyone brand new, obviously kind of finding out about your history, would you mind talking about how the studio started? Like how many people were there in the beginning and kind of where you are today?
Yeah, that was an easy one. For the longest time, my brother Jared and I kind of talked about, we want to make a game at some point. Maybe we'll make a mobile game. Maybe we'll just make some free little online flash game. But we want to at least do one thing in our life. And we kind of started realizing.
It was after hours and weekends. Yeah, we're just talking about it a little bit.
The tiny stuff before Cuphead, just little things. Oh, this will be a fun little hamster mobile game, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And then we all were watching the rise of certain indies, you know, like Castle Crashers got pretty big, and then Super Meat Boy kind of exploded before that, Braid. And we were all following the indie game, the movie, and we kind of saw that, oh, wait a second, this isn't teams of 40 making games.
Yeah, there was a definite shift in the community and the tools that were available to developers, which was the only thing standing in like your way for so many years of like, this is just not really something that we can.
And then I think the realization was, instead of trying to make a small little game, tiny little mobile thing that just to say we made a game, why don't we dream up this magic scope and kind of scale it back down and make that. And we did that. We had this huge scope. We scaled it down. Maya joined us as soon as, you know, the game was an actual game and kind of has been on this crazy adventure with us. And we just slowly kept scaling up the team from there. We'd find, you know, animators that we wanted to hire. And, you know,
It was difficult because we needed to find people who were still animating on paper
Had
experience animating on paper and needed a job and trusted us. There was a very small pool of people.
Had never made a game before.
Had never made a game. We're going to make one. And so, you know, I'm the first one to kind of say whenever someone references like, oh, the people who work for you or your team, I was like, no, 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 they're family at this point. Mm-hmm. There are people who joined us day one. They're still here. And we have such a respect for one another. And the fact that they, you know, like I said, trust was a big thing in the very early days. Being like this, there's something here. We're gonna make something of this. We promise you.
But I think that also ties in beautifully to Xbox as well, because
yes,
we started off small, and there was we had a few hires, but then all of a sudden, when you know we came on the ID at Xbox program, it kind of pushed us into way more
into the community.
Like, yeah, into the community, way more viewers, kind of turning this into a real project instead of this thing we're going to work on our weekends. And
I think also once Xbox, so just again, for anyone who doesn't know, we ended up putting out a little B-roll video snippet on, oh gosh, I can't even remember what website now. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Onto the internet. And someone at Xbox had discovered it and called us. And I think that phone call was a real turning point for us in terms of being like, okay, this isn't just, you know, a venture capitalist calling you or somebody being like, hey, I want in. This is Xbox calling. And so that was a real pivotal point in, I think, the history of Cuphead and how it took a turn. And we took that small little scope to being like, okay, well, maybe we can expand it to be a little bit bigger, like if we do have the support of Xbox. And so, I think that's a really important point.
Yeah. And I mean, that, and then that kind of helped as we grew the team bigger and bigger. Now, you know, we have we had way more steam behind us to kind of not prove, but show that this is a real viable indie project.
You all did that. That's pretty wild to say. You all did
that. I don't know how, really, really incredible. But we did it.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Did you burn your last piece of toast? Have the avocados gone bad? is the hot sauce bottle empty, you could try grocery delivery from DoorDash. You'll get everything you want delivered when you need it right to your door. You've trusted DoorDash to deliver your restaurant favorites, and now you can get grocery delivery that actually delivers too. You already know how much all of us here at Kinda Funny love DoorDash, but with thousands of grocery stores to choose from, you'll find the best in your neighborhood and boost your local economy with each and every order. You'll get exactly what you ordered, or they'll make it right. You want even more value? You can save on all of your grocery and restaurant favorites with a $0 delivery fee on all eligible orders with a DashPass membership. With easy substitutes right in the app and best-in-class customer support, you can get 50% off your first DoorDash order up to a $20 value when you use code KINDA at checkout. That's 50% off up to $20, no minimum subtotal, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code KINDA. Don't forget, that's code KINDA for 50% off your first order with DoorDash. This episode is brought to you by Shady Rays. Take on the sun with gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for the warm weather ahead with premium polarized shades at an affordable price. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that's just as good as any expensive pair we've worn. Durable frames and extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures. And that's not all. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. Wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after you purchase. Every purchase supports the Shady Rays Impact Program, which works directly with nonprofits and their communities to empower and make adventure accessible for all walks of life. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. You can go to ShadyRays.com and use code KINDAFUNNY for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. You can try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people. Again, that's ShadyRays.com. Use the code KINDAFUNNY. This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and it helps you lower your bills all in one place. And it has surprised multiple of my friends and people at Kinda Funny how many subscriptions they have that they forgot they are still paying for. That's why I'm such a big fan of Rocket Money. It's so easy to cancel the ones you don't want with just the press of a button. No more long hold times or annoying emails with customer service. Rocket Money does all the work for you. Rocket Money can even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bills and Rocket Money will take care of the rest. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/kindafunny. That's rocketmoney.com/kindafunny. One more time, rocketmoney.com/kindafunny.
You know, the fun.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Part about this is we talk about the family, right? And you talk about trust with others, kind of bringing them in and saying, hey, we need you to believe in us and believe in this.
Yeah.
You know, when we talk about family, was there ever difficult times where maybe we started to question the vision, we wanted to give up, maybe Maya didn't want to be brought onto this and, you know, go somewhere else?
Like,
what was the family dynamics and what was the family feel with all
of
this?
Oh my goodness. This is where we really, I think, got lucky. I don't use that term a lot because I think that there's a lot more blood, sweat, and tears that go into people's success than luck. But this is really where we got lucky in that we do, again, have a lot of family members that joined because we, in the early days, especially, we did not have the money to pay people. And so we had to beg family and friends to join. Like Chris Madigan, who's the a composer of all the music in it, is a childhood friend, and we kind of roped him into it. The lucky thing is that there was never, things can go south with family when you mix kind of, it's like a religion and state kind of thing, right? Like you don't mix the two. It really worked in our behalf, our case, yeah. In that, you know, the Moldenhauer clan, I'm Moldenhauer by choice. But the whole, like, all of you guys, like the cousins and everyone, they, there's no, you're not shy to speak your mind. You are able to very transparently discuss, like, well, I think that this idea works because blah, blah, blah versus your idea. And there's, but there's always like an undertone of respect. There's no like, that was a horrible idea. There's none of that. There's this undertone of respect for things and collaboration that happen and continues to happen. And we're just,
yeah. I think a lot of it is like growing up, wanting to critique stuff and,
yeah,
and pick apart things and having those discussions nonstop, and that kind of just like lent itself well to making a game because you want to pick apart. You want to show people who also pick it apart, and you accept that as like, oh yeah, that makes sense because of,
yeah, all of it's really welcomed rather than ever taken like as a criticism towards like who you are as a person if your idea doesn't transcend into something that ends up on paper. It's actually probably one of the most difficult things that I had to learn coming into this family, you know, what, close to 18, 19 years ago, in that they love to debate and it gets heated sometimes. And then I remember initially I was always kind of like, oh my God, are you guys arguing? Are you loving each other? What's happening here? But it's all love and it's worked out. And everyone from the family who's joined us from day one is still here and we all love each other and we're having Thanksgiving next week together. And so no, we got really lucky.
That's awesome.
That is amazing.
Yeah, amazing stuff. I guess another fun one me and Paris can talk about is, you know, we've talked to a lot of developers over the days with this podcast, and we have talked about the global pandemic and COVID-19 and how that really interrupted game development. And of course, we talk about your DLC just releasing last year. So, of course, you were developing a number of things, I'm sure, during the global pandemic.
Yes.
You talk about family and it being so close. Also, a big band, a live band with Chris over there. What were some of the pandemic problems that you all dealt with and had to overcome as a smaller group?
Yeah, that's a nail on the head. The hardest one was recording the music and doing it responsibly. And so rather than, I think, I can't give like a multiplier, but I think it definitely took at least 15 times longer to record the music than it would have originally, because we had to break up all of the musicians into like 9 people.
Yes, that it's 6 or 9 people in a huge place, all, you know, separate from each other.
Mm-hmm.
But when Chris was composing songs that had, you know, 25 people or 30 people playing at once, it's just a mess of scheduling and, you know, mastering later and mixing and
making sure we had a nurse there to COVID test everybody on the way in. And also we wanted to record a lot of the footage for our archives. And like, you know, when you go this big in on something, you're like, we have to have some kind of recording to prove that it was real. So having somebody out in a van with their cameras rigged up inside and controlling it from a controller because they couldn't have capacity indoors. There was a lot of planning that went into that. And it was executed so beautifully. Like, if I don't know if you've heard the soundtrack to DLC yet, but it really came together. But it was all hands on deck from like our internal producers. I have to give a shout out to Eli Simet, who is just like integral in terms of organizing, helping to organize everything. And the engineers over at Canterbury Studios, they were just incredible with putting up with us. They were just kind of like, are you crazy? Who's recording anything right now? And we're like, we need to.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, just like, we as a team are lucky that we're all remote, but
yeah,
the pandemic still, everybody who has kids now, your kids are at home. There's still a huge shift in the dynamic that, you know, shifted our schedules around.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the things where so many people pre-pandemic were like, how are you a fully distributed studio? How are you doing, you know, paper artwork from Italy? And it's like, well, we use obviously like tools available to us to kind of share and all the software and things like that. But yeah, like Chad said, it was a little bit different for us in terms of having to mobilize people into their homes and how are we going to get things back and forth to each other, to being aware of the external things that are affecting like productivity, for example, and being respectful to that. We ourselves have 3 kids, and so I think that we're lucky to be so attuned to things like that and being like, hey, we know that You've got kids home who are learning right beside you with their teacher yelling.
Online learning when you're in grade one.
And, you know, one of the analogies I use on our team calls when we have them is really just like, this is not brain surgery or heart surgery, or like, we're not saving lives here. Like, you have to have respect for your people. You have to have an understanding that, like, we make video games. Like, how much luckier can we get? Let's not make it too serious where we're like, we have do this and that.
Yeah. And we also know that with the success, we're in a great privileged area.
Yes.
To be able to support that. I mean, if the timeline went on a little longer, we could be okay with that. But that's also due to the fact that it was super successful. And that's not necessarily how the rest of the industry felt it, right? So that there's that. We still know we're like super lucky of how everything is working out.
Yeah.
Oh, that all that is fantastic, because that's to your point, everything that you said, just I think so many lessons learned came out from the pandemic about remote work and collaboration and just being more efficient, I think will help everybody moving forward, you know, in these cases. But one thing I did want to touch on is you talked about the successes that obviously this game has brought about with the studio, the brand awareness, everything. Does that, as you start to look ahead, put any additional pressure on you for whatever your next project's going to be?
We're weird in that where a lot of us internally can kind of separate success from what we want to do. And there technically is the same, call it added pressure, that when we launched DLC, we kind of wanted to, you know, we're hoping that we are at least in the same realm as the others that are creating wonderful 2D artwork and 2D games in the industry. And we would look at it from that way, you know, some of our decisions, hey, if we do this, let's push it a bit because, you know, we already did it this way.
Right. Yeah.
But less, still really less thinking about how the game's success would affect other projects, because even the original Cuphead, we went into it with the mentality of we really have to love what we're doing, like to the point where it's just, this is our kind of our life, really. And it's amazing if we have fans that can follow along with what we're creating. And we found that's the real way to put kind of the depth and I don't know, kind of imbue yourself into the project, is you really have to love it and see. And really not analyzing too much of like, well, hey, what's the current trend of something selling? Why don't we add, you know, 10% of that into the game because it might give us a little spike in sales, or any of that stuff was always put to the, if we did any of that, it would be like 0.5% of our thought was on that. And the rest is on making, you know, the greatest product we can.
Yeah. Yeah. For the original game, you know, there was nothing to lose. And so we were just like,
except for our house.
Well, there's that. And no, you know what I mean? Like, it was just kind of like, it was our debut game, and like, we didn't have to live up to anything. And so one of the biggest driving forces, and I'm probably echoing a lot of what Chad just said, but that's what we do. One of the driving forces was just making a game that we loved, which is why whenever we got, you know, people's commentary on like, why didn't you do it digitally? It would be so much cheaper to make. Why are you making it so challenging? Like, you'd have more people playing it if it was a super easy game. We block a lot of that out and have to remain true to kind of like, how did we set out to do this? And what are we setting out to make? Like, laser vision focus on that. But I mean, everyone has their own opinion. I think that you definitely, it's in your character as well to not have a lot of pressure for the next game. It is in my character to definitely feel a little bit of pressure, right? And I think it's more out of, it doesn't come out of a place of like a mob, like we're trying to build this empire or something like that. It comes more out of a place of not wanting to let fans down for me. And so, you know, you set a bar and people are eagerly waiting on like the next kind of thing, and like, you don't want to disappoint them. So I think for me personally, I do feel a little bit of that, but that's why we're yin and yang, and that's why it works, right? You've got one cowboy.
Well, and Jared's even maybe more.
Yeah. Jared's worse in this way.
You know, like, it's awesome, but let's focus on on making, you know, great games.
Exciting stuff. Well, let's talk about, of course, the fans, you all celebrating 6 years, right? This is a great chance to look back, but also look forward. Is there something special that you're going to do for the fans, for yourselves when we celebrate the sixth anniversary? I mean, Fall Guys had Cuphead skins. I loved that. What can the fans look forward to celebrate 6 years with all of you? Is there anything special?
You know, we thought long and hard about this of like, what are we going to do this year? And
we kind of wanted to celebrate the fact that Cuphead is Cuphead because of how its journey went. And a big portion of that journey is Xbox and, you know, being at trade shows and pushing the Cuphead name out there. And
the E3 stage that you referenced
exactly.
In 2015, like.
And we thought what we wanted to kind of give a little love letter back to Xbox and the fans and all the support we had coming up to the first game's launch. And we're pushing out an update the Xbox Definitive Edition that will have behind the scenes videos. We have a lot of unused art and unseen art that's going to be on this thing.
Everything, there's a lot of stuff that we have in the vault. I alluded to it earlier in that we record and keep track of the entire process. And we're like, we talk about it a lot, but it's not really out there. And like, what a perfect opportunity, but to thank the Xbox community for like adopting us in those very, very early days when a lot of people thought like, this can't be in game. This is a cinema or whatever. Like, they loved us with open arms from the very beginning. So it's just a thank you to Xbox and the Xbox community to open up that vault to them a little bit. Sketches, concepts, behind the scenes footage, like video footage of like watercolor painting backgrounds happen and take life, like time-lapse videos, inking, animation, behind the scenes footage of making of the music.
Oh yeah, there's a full music player. You can listen to the entire album from both games.
Yeah, we wanted to make this feel like a real tangible behind the scenes feeling for those early fans and just say take them along.
Yeah. And of course we made the, you know, all the menus and everything are handcrafted in the same Cuphead, you know, that way that everything has to be perfect. So we're excited to get this into the hands of our fans.
And a couple of Easter eggs. So we'll leave that. We have nice. Let's make Easter eggs everywhere we can. So
that's first really of all, exciting.
Yeah, all of that's very exciting and amazing. One thing, just to be crystal clear, because I can sense the comment section already. you said this was an update. So is this basically anyone that owns the base game? We'll have access to this, or do you need the DLC?
This is anybody who owns the base game. This is
okay. Excellent.
Pushed out. Yeah. So the people who own DLC will already own the base game. So it's for all fans.
And fantastic. When do we expect that out?
That is coming out
September 29th.
Awesome. There it is, right around the corner to celebrate 6 years. Whose idea was it to track all of this, to get the camera out and say, hey, maybe we should make sure we have this for the, you know, the future and we can look back? Whose idea was that?
I will take full credit for that. I love to document things, and very early on I could see when, you know, when Chad and Jared were talking about the game and what they were making and stuff, very early on, like, I was 100% believer in terms of this is going to be something special. And so the first thing I did was take my camera out and document from your sketches and even
you know, wrapping the first game and archiving it and, you know, dumping this into a unused and unseen by anybody kind of digital vault, having that, and then even running into DLC. I know Maya was like, listen, we have to do way more behind the scenes stuff, because not only can we show our fans this, but I think there's something bigger here that is going to be amazing.
Yeah. And also, like, I joke about it, but I kind of feel like it's probably more real than not, where I'm like, this is like our child. And like, do you take pictures of your children and videos of them? Yes, you do.
And deep down inside, I think we always knew we wanted to do something special for the Xbox community at some point, and it just
you don't know how it's going to play out.
No,
but like from that like 2015 date, you're like, oh my gosh, like these are people that are very special to us, and you don't forget that.
That's great stuff. So when we talk about the footage that we will see as the players, what are your guys' favorite stuff that the players will see? You talked about Easter eggs. Will we get any Netflix stuff at all? Will we get to see some of the show? What will this really contain?
Yeah, it's going to be contained to the game.
Yeah. Okay.
And I would say some of my favorite stuff really is the making of the music, the behind the scenes footage of making the music and, you know, putting a face to those musicians and how, like, they're so talented. So sometimes it's nice to give a musician, you know, a face. And
but there is
and the time-lapse videos. I love time-lapse of artwork getting done.
I was going to say, too, yeah, the time-lapse stuff, it's really, especially for people who don't quite know how the process is. They might hear on paper, oh, you guys, you know, it's this many things, it's this many steps to kind of get it to the completion. And just going through a time-lapse video and watching that, I think it's integral to kind of the story we've always been talking about, but now here it is tangible and you can really like dive in and cry knowing how much.
Yeah, there's been a few times where people are like, what do you mean you drew it on paper? Like, what is that? Like, what do you, like you drew one picture on paper, like, or not like, a lot of people
or
understand.
Or is it digital paper on a screen? Yeah. Is that
right,
what you're
right.
talking about?
So we'll be like, this is what we mean.
I think the one thing that I take out of everything that you're just saying right now with releasing this footage is you're going to inspire, because you're a unicorn right now. Cuphead's a unicorn. No one else is doing the level of handcrafting and detail that you do with your artwork right now in this game. There's going to be someone that's watching this that you're going to inspire, that they're going to replicate this one day. And then they're going to go, well, yeah, I was a big fan of Cuphead. And I remember this came out and that inspired me to get my own group of people together. And then we went off and made our own unique thing. So I think that's the other thing that I've always admired about your work and what you've done is that it's not easy, is that it's difficult, is that it's very time consuming and the handcrafting and everything that goes to it. So it is so unique and stands out from the crowd. That here we are today, 6 years later, you have instant recognition of what Cuphead is and what it means to gamers and people even beyond that. So very, yeah. very happy and excited to see that you're releasing this.
Like the best thing too.
Yeah.
Like if we can inspire others, that's almost the biggest thing, right? Like
yeah.
To add back to community in that way, and especially like up and coming indie developers would be so brilliant. And mentioning the art too, the behind the scenes of the art, like our kind of call it the stills gallery. There's so much, not inspiration, but there's so much kind of that we wanted to put there where you're peeling back the layers and not everything is perfect. And placeholder stuff might look a little, you know, quick and dirty. And you peel this back so you don't, a lot of the time, when you show, you know, hero art or hero behind the scenes stuff where you're like, oh, it's beautiful. Here's this handcrafted inked piece. And it looks almost like you can't reach that because it's the final step of what we're doing. But kind of going back to like loose thumbnail sketches.
The road to get there, what that looks like.
Exactly.
How loose those drawings are, how many iterations you had to do to get to nail down
and the art,
Cuphead as a character.
Yeah, and you see characters like bosses in the game and you go, hey, they don't really look that 1950s, but that's part of the iterative process where you're creating these and molding it and getting to this point. So that I think we're super excited to also push that, like get that into
└└================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================````================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ That's how I would say. No, but had you seen that, it probably would make some of those, not every day is like sunshine and butterflies. Like there are days where you're like, oh my God, like you just, you have tens of thousands of pieces of paper lying all over the office and, you know, you kind of feel like you're never going to get to the end, but you do get to the end. And so, yeah, I think that that is probably going to be, that's one of the, what we hope will, you know, that people will, yeah, what will resonate with people is that they see how long it took to get there and to stick right. with things and mm-hmm. to understand that, like, you know, you iterate on your iterations and then you iterate even more. And eventually it hits strikes where you're like, oh yes, here it is. There it is. Exactly. And to stick with it and like potentially, even if it's just one super cool game that comes out that said one day says like, we were inspired by Cuphead. We saw the behind the scenes stuff from their Xbox Definitive Edition and it made us make this game. I would just be like over the moon for that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's great, you guys. Well, we only have a little bit of time left with you all. Yes. We get to celebrate this. We get to celebrate 6 years. I do want to look to the future, right? We looked at the near future. We have something very special coming out that the players will get to celebrate and get their hands on. But when we look at you all as a studio, you've grown so much. What are some of the things that you've learned? What are you better at now? Of course, when you first made Cuphead, it was all eyes and hands on Cuphead. Have you grown enough as a studio to start looking at future projects? Are you in the works on future projects? And does the main goal still stay the same? Classic 2D art that will wow people? Or have you deviated from that and want to do something new?
Well, what we can say is, as you know, as we're kind of growing, especially throughout DLC, we've realized there's going to be, and we're kind of right in the midst of this, there's going to be ways where Studio MDHR doesn't have to work on one project at once, where that's kind of what we did before, right? You just kind of hands down and then kind of release this game. So that's the first kind of big part that we're excited about, that we can kind of
big enough now that we've attracted more talent to be able to say, like, okay, can we
take on, you know, more than one project, exactly. And we can say that also that we really want to stick to hand-drawn animated art. Not saying that we're stuck in a Cuphead style, but that same, everything has to be crafted by hand, you know, backgrounds have to be painted or, you know, made with physical models. So we can say that, and there might be some little cool things that we might deviate from that slightly that we can't really think about.
This is, you know, so big.
Nice and big.
I think that one of our lessons we learned but pre-2017 and like the launch of Cuphead was, you know, maybe to not announce things too early. So we're trying to kind of like find these stepping stones in a river now of like what's a good point. But there is a lot of exciting stuff happening behind the scenes. We tend to go kind of really silent. And then again, that laser vision focus comes out in-house here. And we're very excited about what's to come.
But I do like that. That's our new tagline. We won't talk about games until they're a bit more ready.
You know, I will say though, with Cuphead, to our, in our defense, you announce it when the scope, I think one of the common misconceptions was like, oh my God, they announced it so early and then took so long to finish it. The scope of the game evolved over that duration of time as well. So we announce it when the scope was this, and then we realize, oh my gosh, we thought there would be 20 people who might buy this game originally. Then we noticed, okay, well, our Twitter account is growing. Like maybe there's more than 20. Let's expand the scope a little bit. Put out another update. And then we are expanding the scope a little bit more. So the scope did evolve with our ever-changing timeline delivery date.
So actually, I'm sorry, I did not mean to interrupt, because you touched on something that, just out of curiosity, because I know, you know, back in those early days, you were heavily partnered with Xbox, ID at Xbox and everything. Were they a part of that process where you realize, hey, we could grow out the scope of this game and we're supportive? And,
oh, for sure.
Because absolutely.
Before we even knew that, you know, the ID at Xbox thing was going to happen, the scope was literally push start, and there's a selection screen where there's, you know, four bosses that you can choose from and four bosses that are question marks, and you make your way through these four in any order, and it slowly unlocks these, and that was the game. And we're like, we're going to make this 8 bosses, maybe 1 to 2 phases per boss, and we can do it. And then when Xbox reached out, we're like, okay, I think we have to go back to our original dream where you can kind of, you know, there's a world map, there's a bit more exploration and kind of world feel, but we're still small, world, and this is going to be amazing. And then it just kept spiraling into.
Yeah, it gets romanticized a lot in the media in terms of like, we woke up one morning, quit our jobs, remortgaged our home, and then made this 3-world equal aisle, da da da. Yeah. And it's like that, while I would love to, you know, ride that train and be like, yeah, it was brave, It wasn't. We, you know, you tread in through the shallow end first before we got into the deep end. And then, and what helped us along the way was, you know, the ID program was so integral to the scope changes that we implemented, and their confidence in us. They never once pushed us for like, but you said it was going to be this date. We got to stick to that date. They were like, right. Oh, you want to add more? Okay. That's cool. And so they were really integral to giving us, or not giving us, but like making us still feel like free to be able to do anything and continue to support us at the same time.
Yeah. It's being in control of the creative vision.
Bring us to these trade shows that we would have never had access to. And so we're, you know, forever indebted to them for that, and trusting us, and that we weren't just spinning circles and being like, no, we promise it's coming one day.
We know how to make games.
That's truly amazing stuff. And it's great that you're giving back to the Xbox community with the definitive edition here very, very soon. So a lot more Cuphead on the way. I do have to ask, the Netflix show, how involved are you guys in that? Do you see that going for another 3 seasons, another 10 seasons? Do you want that to go on forever? How long is Cuphead in your mind going to last?
Oh my gosh, it would last forever if it were up to us. exactly. You know, I think that with all of the writer strikes going on right now and things like that,
which might be wrapping up soon, supposedly.
Hopefully, you know, things slow down a little bit, but we really hope that there's going to be a lot more. Yeah, come on, the community's got to band together. Get loud online about wanting more Cuphead on Netflix. And yeah, we have a great relationship with them. We are not involved in like the day-to-day in terms of like artwork or writing. Like they have fabulous team members where you're like, hey, this is your area of expertise. Like we're not going to butt in. So it's fun to watch. It's a learning curve for us for sure in terms of seeing how they storyboard things out and how they plan episodes and go about production.
And we're definitely on board with the idea
of more.
Yeah.
More Cuphead would be brilliant.
Yeah.
We are too.
Just, you know, we're working on games that's influenced by, you know, cartoon shorts and feature films. So to kind of coming back to that seems like the best thing.
Yeah. It'd be fun to also see it maybe take a different approach, maybe like a different kind of show.
Lots of
different options.
Paris, we got to ramp down with these two incredible human beings and talking about their team. I'll open it up to you. A couple final questions, maybe one final question before we get out of here.
I mean, I really don't have a final question because, again, thank you both for taking the time to come here and talk about just the history of Cuphead and everything, you know, moving forward. I just want to say congratulations again. It's been an amazing story, and to see where you started into where you are today is just, it is inspiring. And that's why I said before, you will inspire somebody.
I know.
We're still pinching ourselves.
We're so grateful. You know, we've mentioned it a lot throughout this broadcast in terms of being grateful to the fans and our platform partners. But we're also grateful to you guys. Like the media has just embraced us as well. Kind of Funny is like very near and dear to our hearts in terms of all of the support you've given over the last few years and stuff. So we also sent along a little gift to you guys as well, to help celebrate and kind of canonize your support over the years in a Cuphead style, but I'll let you guys find out what that is.
Okay, we get a sweet teaser over
it's
here. That's exciting stuff.
But no,
I think
Paris
said it's so great. Congratulations to the both of you and the whole team. You have mega fans here in the studio, and I know our audience all love the game, especially the Xbox audience. So a big congratulations on 6 years. One more time. We got something special coming to the community. What is it? When is it? Let's give it to them before we say goodbye.
So we have the Cuphead Definitive Edition update pushing out to all Xbox Cuphead owners.
On September 29th, 2023.
And it's filled with a ton of behind-the-scenes videos, behind-the-scenes artwork, you know, unreleased pencil tests and
concept sketches,
concept
orchestral
art,
music, making of the music.
And on top of that, an entire music player for the, you know, both the Cuphead and the DLC soundtrack. So it's filled to the brim.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much for everything.
You.
Thanks, you too. Of course, thank you to Chad and Maya, both from Studio MDHR, for joining us. I'll leave them with the final word. We'll say goodbye. Anything you want to say, anything else before we go?
This is interesting. We love the games industry, and I think it's exciting to watch it grow in many different ways, especially like the indies, and you know how many opportunities there are now compared to even if you go 10 years back and then another decade beyond that, how accessible it is. And I that's something that I think we all love, and to be part of this is just
Cuphead would have never happened had there not been accessible tools available to us to make this happen, and we're indebted for that and hope to that continues on.
Yes. And a big shout out to Microsoft and ID at Xbox for
believing
in us from the beginning.
Awesome stuff. That's Paris. I'm Mike. That's Studio MDHR. And this has been your Kind of Funny XCast for the week. We'll catch you back here next week, gamers. Have a great one.